everyone. This is Catherine Damiana Malone. I'm calling this in because this is a pilot episode for a new radio show that I'm trying out here. I'm producing it. I do everything on this show. I've got my show notes. And what this is really about is... do you hear that beat? It's groovy. I found some of the old soundtracks from my stripper shows back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Ravelle before my Vegas act failed. And so these are some of my favorite tunes that I used to pole dance to, do lap dances to, and other things in private rooms. And I thought it would really set the mood for this pilot radio show that I'm doing here today. And what this show is about is crystalline channelings and my tarot card readings, my angel coaching card readings really took off of the internet. I just got thousands and thousands of views and listens from my fans out there. So I'm temporarily calling this crystalline channelings, where I take questions from my listening audience. You know, about your lifestyle problems, your challenges, your roadblocks, those landmines that you want to avoid. And I can help you get over those landmines and through those challenges and solve those problems. Okay? And so I have a list of questions here from the audience that I've been compiling. And you sent them in to me, and I just want to thank you for these questions. These are really, I really feel this in my authentic heart self. And I have my herbal tea here. Hold on a moment, please. That's really good. I had this, like, blown-out yeast infection. Don't ask me how I got it. I was popping way too many of the chocolates. Had a couple of cocktails and a lot of beer over the holidays, and too many private sessions, air quotes and air quotes, in those secret rooms where we revealed ourselves to each other in the biblical sense. It's probably where I got it, but you know, whatever. It's just like, so this is a pilot. It's totally unscripted. This is a real good one. I remember this song. This was, yeah. This was a special private session I did with Benjamin. God. Tall, muscular, very urban, very urban. Wow. A lot of people thought Benjamin was black, but he wasn't. He was from New Jersey. Anyway, so let's get on to the first question here. Dear Catherine, I have a question about my love life. Now, I don't read the names of people on these questions just yet. I might do that if this pilot episode gets picked up by Big Juju Media Radio Show. But right now, I need to keep this, I need to keep my costs down. So I'm doing this without all the, you know, the special legal shit that you gotta have when you do one of these things. It's probably not... Well, I won't say that. I don't want to incriminate myself. But so anyway, Alicia wrote in and she said, Dear Catherine, it's from Alicia Johnson from Las Vegas. And Alicia Johnson said, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to say the name. Hold on a minute. You know what? I don't think I remember the name I said. That's the Trump method of giving a speech. I really don't remember the name that I said, so don't just disregard that name. Don't remember that name that I said, okay? I want you to take the name Alicia Johnson and wipe it out of your memory, because that's not who this question is from. Okay, I wish I could wink over the radio to Alicia to let her know it really is her question, but it isn't. So, okay. Alicia said, this person says, Dear Catherine, I have a question about my love life and my boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know those were separate, Alicia, but or whoever this question's from. So, this woman says, I have a question about my love life and my boyfriend. What's going to happen? Can you tell me? Thanks a lot. Oh, wow. Okay, so what am I going to do here? I'm going to do the Archangel deck. I've got several decks that I can pull from at any moment. This is a groovy tune. I remember this song when I was doing Stephen in one of those private sessions. I did a lot of private sessions. Are you off the cigarettes? Just gonna tap this energy into the card. I haven't showered yet this morning. I'm feeling so groovy. I'm in that morning comfort zone. You know how you feel when you first wake up and you're just all cozy and comfy? Get these cards ready. Oh, God, I remember I used to walk up and the first thing I did was have a cigarette. Those were the days, weren't they? You know, back in the 80s? Okay. Just gonna stroke this top card. Can you hear that, Alicia? Or whoever's question I'm reading? This is the final way we massage that energy into the card, because I want to draw this card now. In answer to your question out there. Okay, I don't like that one. Let's do another. Okay, hold on. Just a minute. Just a minute, because sometimes it's not real Christian. I don't like the New Age energy when it comes through. Every now and then it comes through. Here's the card. Relinquish control. Oh, that's a good one. You know, just like relinquish control. Identify that one person that you feel the need to control. See, now I think this deals with your question, dear. Your question about your love life and or your boyfriend separately or together. You probably want to control him in some way, you know? And you need to think about why that power of control is so essential to you. God, I'm feeling that, you know? I could really light up right now. You know what I'm saying? Alicia, are you there? And what's this tune? Who is this? It'll come to me. It'll really come to me. What do you fear that you need to release, Alicia? Okay, let's keep this just between us now. I feel very close to you on a one-on-one basis, Alicia. So let's just, you know, I've already said your name. People aren't going to forget it anyway. So let's just deal with this. The goal for you, Alicia, is to recognize how much stress is generated in your body, in your thighs, in your ankles, your armpits, your elbow pits. Not your elbow, but on the other side of your arm where your elbow pit is. Okay. How much stress are you holding in your elbow pits, Alicia? I think when you examine that area of your body, maybe go to a psychiatrist and a skin specialist. What's that called? The skin specialist. You know, the person who, like the skin doctor. Can't remember what that's called. Go to one of them. And I think you'll get your answer there when you combine it with this tarot reading. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one now. I want to get through about 50 of these questions on this show. I may not get to all of them because people sent in like a whole bunch of questions. Here's one from Daniel. Daniel. Hi, Catherine. I have a problem with my sex life. I'm not going to read his medical information. And he sent a couple of photos. Oh, wow, Daniel. Okay, yeah, if I didn't know better, I'd say something I shouldn't say in the air. But anyway, Daniel, I understand what your sex problem is. I don't even have to read your question. I'm going to have to go to, I think, the Architect Depth. Because, yeah, that's pathetic, Daniel. So it's no wonder you have a problem. And all the other decks that I have, Daniel, are of an average size. But I'm using the biggest size deck I have because I think you could use all the help you can get, Daniel. Oh, God. If I had a 2-ton truck or a 4-ton truck or a 12-ton truck, Daniel, still wouldn't be big enough to solve your problem. Okay, so let's just... You know what I'm saying, Daniel? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, go out for a beer, Daniel. Go to a real big sports bar, Daniel. have one of your really big buddies drive you there in an oversized truck. Watch a lot of TV in that sports bar. On a lot of TVs, Daniel. Get the biggest beer you can get, Daniel. I'm going to draw this card for Daniel now because he needs all of our help and then some. Sorry about that, Daniel. That's really... it's no small problem you have there. Here's the card, Daniel. Wow. Yeah, who would have thought? Okay, now this musical track, this is Steven. I remember Steven, real explorative, real adventurous in our private session. It was real... yeah, that got sweaty. If you're listening, Steven, I remember that. Really? He must have been an Aquarius. Okay, so Daniel, back to your card. Daniel, don't pay attention to what I was saying about Steven, because that's you're not ready for that yet, Daniel. The trickster card, this is for Daniel. Now, this is an archetype deck, so it has a shadow side and a light side. And you're going to have to discern, Daniel, which of these meanings applies to your situation. The trickster card. Now, the light attribute is transcending convention or stuffiness and predictable behavior. And now I'm going to read the shadow side, Daniel. Manipulating others through duplicity. And the reason I read that, Daniel, is I don't actually know if that's your photo you sent to me, or maybe, you know, the photo of someone you dated who dumped you. Because that's happened before, Daniel, and I can tell in the way you worded your question that this is probably one of those, you know, exposing the ex on broadcast media like this. And I think Daniel's coming from a shadow side. And if he isn't, then too bad for you, Daniel. I'm going to go to the next question now. Wow. Great memory, Stephen. Good times. Good times. Okay, here's another one. Here's another question from Lisa. Okay, Lisa. Wow, thank you, Lisa. She's got a lot of emojis I had to wade through before I got to her question. She's probably Japanese. They like to be cute. Yeah. Okay, that's a whole page of emojis. I don't really know how to decipher that. Here we go. Okay. Hi, Catherine. I'm Japanese. Oh, there we go. See, I'm so psychic. Lisa from Japan land writes in, I have a problem with my friends. No kidding, Lisa. You too. They don't seem to... oh, relate to me. I like doing American things. They do not. Oh, that's a problem right there, isn't it, honey? Well, come over here to our Disneyland of the country and you'll have the same problem. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. I totally get the direction of that. Let's go to the Wisdom for Healing deck. She's going to need a real good answer right now. Get straight to the point. Lisa, you still there? How's the sushi? Okay. Chakra clearing. You know, wow, you can't make this shit up. This is a real Christian shit here. Archangel Metatron. Isn't that a dumb name? These angels really help out in my authentic heart self, but their names are dumb. Here you go, Lisa. Call upon Archangel Metatron to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. I'd lay off the sushi, honey. Just come over to here. Fly to L.A. Okay, fly to L.A. and rip off that, you know, hookie mookie or whatever it is you people wear over there, all the different costumes, you know. Harajuku girls, right? Remember when Gwen Stefani sang about the Harajuku girls? Well, do you know what I'm saying, Lisa? I think you do. Come to L.A., honey. We're just so fashion-forward over here. Let me get you the next question. And it's a good show. Crystalline channeling, where I channel my authentic heart self. I should get this copy written out. Do you like the pilot so far out there listening? Thank you for these questions. Really good energy. It's all about positive vibes. New podcast show I'm doing. I'm having a lot of fun. Are you? Because it's real intimate. Hold on, I gotta snot. I just let it all hang out here. By the way, I'm sitting here totally naked in my authentic heart self. Wonder if I should set up a video cam and do this. That'd be real something, wouldn't it? Would more of you watch if I did the naked cam? Because, like, I don't know if my license, my broadcast license allows that. Okay, now this music. This was one of the private sessions I did that ended up being a public session on one of those naked cams. This was one of those bisexual cams. I can't reveal the names because they're like movie stars.
Yeah.
I got a little snot on my nose. I think it's that yeast infection. Do you have yeast infections? We can talk about anything on this show because it's like all about everything that I'm going to talk about. Even though this is a pilot. Okay, I'm going to draw another fish card. Let's get the next question here. Jason says, I really want to lose the weight. Oh, good for you, Jason. Is this a photo of you that you sent in? I don't know where the weight is. I can't see it because you look really trim, really cut, very muscular, Jason. I'm not sure what the... I need to know what the best diet is so I can attract better dates. Okay, Jason, let's go to this fish deck here. I'm going to use the average size deck. Got so many questions to go through. How are you doing out there in the listening audience? Isn't this fun? Music for manifesting. To manifest rapidly. No, that would apply to your weight loss situation. Okay. I forgot the guy's name of the question I just read. Because I'm doing this so fast. It's just like, let's keep up with Catherine, you know. But this answer applies to whoever's question I just read. I like to move quickly through these questions. To manifest rapidly. See, I'm on the vibration of this card already. I'm so past the questions I've already read. I'm in the moment. And I'm doing that Oprah hand motion where I'm touching my thumb to my middle finger and my palm turned upward. I'm in the moment. Can you see that? Real crystalline channelings here. Music for manifesting. To manifest rapidly, think of your desire while you chant, hum, sing, or play music. I would do that in a tub if I were you, whoever's question I just read. I don't remember your name, but whatever. You know, I mean, like, whatever. Let's do the next question. Is this all working for you? Because I like this format. I feel like I can get a lot of channeling done. Okay, well, there's a lot of questions. I'm going to do just some open channeling now through my authentic heart self. I am sitting here naked. I'm going to channel all the beings from White Jesus. And I'm going to reveal what's in store for you for the rest of the day. What is today? Sunday? Isn't that amazing? I'm just so in the moment doing that hand motion again from Oprah. I'm going to use several decks on this. So sweaty. This is not New Age, by the way. A lot of people think this is New Age. This is all White Jesus energy. For real Christians. Not those Christians in name only crap. So it's not New Age. A lot of people think it's New Age. Have you seen anything by Doreen Virtue lately? And she just, like, what's that about? I don't know. I'm telling you. Cut this. I'm going to do a stripper spread on this one. That's like, okay. Here's the card. Spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel. These are dumb names. I don't get it. Spiritual understanding. This lesson applies to everyone listening right now. Because this is a card that I drew in the moment. Let me switch the card in my other hand so I can do that hand motion. Okay, I have the card in my left hand. I'm doing the hand motion in my right hand. In the moment. Spiritual understanding I am bringing to you, says this angel person. Esoteric information and symbols. And helping you understand spiritual truths. Now this, just a moment here, I gotta pause. The song we're hearing now, this one was a group session that I did. A private group session in the private room. No camera, no microphones. No one was allowed to bring their camera into that session. And it was really the energy was off the charts on that one. That was really very jungle-like. The energy was jungle-like. We just, none of us could stop. It was like, we were so connected to each other. It was like really, you know. Okay, now I'm just going to draw another deck. So we're doing spiritual understanding. The visuals from that private session, I'm telling you. That's a magazine spread right there that'll never get published. America's not ready for that. Maybe in Japan, you know, or South America in the jungle, in the heat, and some private rooms in Dubai. Wow, if the truth ever got out. I feel like smoking, you know, one of those vapes. Do any of you out there vape? I don't know about that. I don't do the opioids anymore or the fentanyl. Because, like, people are dropping dead on that. Did you hear about that? In Chico, California, I saw that news story this morning. Was watching it. A whole bunch of people died on opioid overdoses. All in the same room. Just like, I've got this group thing on the mind today. I don't know what that's about. I need some champagne, some vigor. Okay, now, here's the card that just popped out. You won't believe. Oh, wow. Two cards popped out. Let yourself receive. I'm doing the fish card. This is a fish card. We're still in that spiritual understanding. Remember, this is a group session part that I'm talking about in Crystalline Channelings by me, Catherine Jamie Onamlu. I'm sitting here naked doing these readings. Let yourself receive. Allow others to give you loving care. Boy, that's just right on the money. Receive without guilt or apologies. And the other card. This is a fish card now. Dream big. Let go of small thoughts about yourself. See yourself succeeding. I like that word. Okay, now this tune. Wow, you talk about a blast from the past. This was a number I did with all of the girls from backstage. We got on the same pole and did a group pole dance. And then we sort of flew off one by one into the audience for a solo lap dance. We made a lot of money that night. I'm telling you, wow. I could really use a cigarette right now. How about you? And I'm not talking about the vapes. Another deck. I'm going to take a few more questions because the show's almost over. I'm just blowing through this show. Isn't this fun? People listen to the strangest crap online. I like this because it's like I can talk directly to my audience. You know? I should do a show about... Okay, anyway, let's do an archetype card. Here is a question from Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie. Hi, Catherine. I'm thinking of going into show business. What advice can you give me? Oh, wow, Stephanie. My show isn't that long, dear. Oh, the advice I can give you about show business. Wow. Let's do... Okay, Stephanie, if you're listening, I hope you are. I'm going to tell you some advice that I wish someone had told me. Before I left my Vegas act, playing Cremura Ravel right before my Vegas act failed, and I drove to Hollywood, and I just said, you know, enough of Vegas, because I was, like, so torn, Stephanie. I was confused. I was going back and forth between Vegas and L.A., L.A. to Vegas, and then back to Vegas. Then it was like, when I was in Vegas, I thought I should be in L.A., and when I was in L.A., I was in Vegas. Let me put this card deck down, because I'm just like, hold on, Stephanie, just a minute. This is so good. This is an anti-yeast herbal tea I'm drinking. That guy filled me up with so much yeast last night in the private session we were talking about. Energetically, I don't mean sexually. You people need to get your mind out of the gutter. I'm doing a tarot card, angel coaching card reading. Real spiritual Christian shit on this show. Okay, this is not about smut. This is not about sex. Okay, that's what I left behind in Vegas. Okay? God. Stephanie knows what I'm talking about, don't you, Stephanie? Stephanie, did you ever date a guy who, like, while he's making love to you, he'd start smelling his fingers and told you what he had to eat for dinner, like chicken? Isn't that the worst, Stephanie? That's what I'm talking about. It's like, you gotta leave that trash behind in Vegas, Stephanie. I think that's the first tip, Stephanie. Leave the trash behind. You know, take out the trash like you do in your everyday life. You know, take your trash out from that trash bin with the bin bags under your kitchen sink. And when you take the trash out, you don't, like, put it out in the trash can and then, like, in the morning you have regrets and bring it back in. Do you, Stephanie? Do you, Stephanie? No. When you take the trash out, you leave it out. Leave the trash behind, Stephanie. That's what I'm saying. And guys, here's a metaphor you'll understand. When you leave a shit in the toilet and flush, keep it flushed. Don't bring that shit back up. Okay? Because she didn't love you anyway, guys. This advice goes for both men and women. And anyone who's confused about whether they're a man or a woman, or, you know, because that's like, I don't know. It's like costume changes with your sexuality. It's like, I don't understand that because I left Vegas and now I'm in Hollywood. I get paid up to $50 a speech doing my keynotes at hotel ballrooms in LAX. Okay. Back and forth between McCarran and LAX. I'm telling you, that's the life, Stephanie. That's that jet set life. You can get a lot of good deals on coach class. Okay. And eat before you go on the plane so you don't smell like food. Hello, it's like you don't want to be doing your next audition for a real big movie or a local commercial for cars in LA, Stephanie, and then end up, you know, when you turn the page of the script and you smell your fingers smell like chicken or airline food. What's that about, Stephanie? I don't even remember Stephanie's question specifically, but it was about show business and how I got to be famous, so... Here's your answer, Stephanie. I think there's enough energy in the cards now. I'm using the biggest deck I have, the archetype deck. And now here's the answer, Stephanie. Are you kidding me on this? Okay, that's like a blank card. Oh, here we go, Stephanie. I like this. Real groovy energy pioneer. Now, this is an archetype card. Stephanie, you listening? Honey? We're almost done with the show, Stephanie. Okay, the Pioneer card, the light attribute, passion for doing and creating what has not been done before. This tea is really good. Let's stir this up. And the shadow attribute, compulsive need to keep moving on. See, now that's what I'm talking about, Stephanie. Oh my God, you can't make this shit up. I love it. Spiritual. What's this song? Hold on. What's this? Oh, what's this from? Oh, I remember now. This was the background opening score to a sexumentary movie I did about certain things. That was really good. It was never released, but I have a copy of that somewhere. Okay, anyway. Johnny, can we turn the fan on here? Because, like, it's starting to smell. Yeah, and I'm just starting to sweat, Johnny. Okay, if you could see me on the naked cam, you'd see that I'm just sweating to death. Oh, God. Okay, so Stephanie, here's your answer. Stop the compulsive moving around with, I mean, like, literally moving around from city to city. Don't be a hoe about it, Stephanie. Get your business britches on. Okay, you gotta be a business britches wearing bitch. Go to LA. Go to West Hollywood. Okay. Because, like, West Hollywood is in Hollywood. And that's where you can be a star. Okay. And you can get, like, a day job working in a hair salon or a masseuse. Go to Koreatown because they'll take anybody. You know, they barely know the language. You know, it's just like, if you can say $2 more, $4 more, then you can get a job in Koreatown doing massages. And that was not inappropriate cultural appropriation for all you losers out there who get offended by everything. This is about making the big bucks, Stephanie. Is that the person who had the question, Johnny? Because I don't remember all these questions. Well, we're almost at the end of my show here on Crystalline Channelings. Channelings. Channelingus. What does that remind me of? I don't know. Sometimes words just come out of my mouth because I'm channeling. I'm a pure white Jesus, pure Christian channeler. For people who get it. you know. And that's about the end of the show. So I hope you listen again to me, Catherine, Jamie, and Lou. Catherine, Jamie, and Lou. Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg from the Big Juju Media Radio Network, and you are listening to a special broadcast on the Big Juju Media Radio Network called Pilot Episodes. These are pilot episodes of shows we're thinking about doing that we might do, might not do, might never do, depending on your response. So thank you for listening to the Big Juju Media Radio Network Pilot Week.
Okay, so it's my show next. Oh, hi everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge, and this is a new show that I'm doing a pilot for. And it's really groovy. It's just like all about stuff that's cool. My working title for this pilot is real simple. It's just working title. Because how many of you want to have more work out there with a title in your job? Oh, that's pretty bad. That's just... Okay, so I'll work on the copy later, but that's, you know, what these pilot episodes are for. It's just like, I'm supposed to figure it out kind of as I go. And, so this is like for entrepreneurs out there who like the laptop lifestyle. You know, a lot of millennials are into that. It's like you have a laptop and you've got your smartphone and your smartwatch and they're all totally like connected. And you can go anywhere and access anything from the cloud. And you're always posting stuff on social media, you know, it's like, here I am with, you know, I'm almost asleep in bed, even though I'm totally aware of how I formed the composition of the shot for my selfie, and the lighting, and the filter, and making sure everything's, you know, just so in the shot, and it's totally like on the fly, and it's totally not, because like, you totally produced that shot, and it took you like 2 hours to figure out where to hold the camera. When you first wake up in the morning to make it look spontaneous, and you've got like, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers, and you're like, how can I make more money on this? That's one of the things we're going to talk about in this pilot episode. And, you know, recurring episodes, if you want to hear more about this. And it's part of the laptop lifestyle is taking a selfie in the latest location where you're at. And you should be barefoot like half the time in your selfies. It's a clean look. And your feet should be clean when we see them. And it's not about a foot fetish, okay? It's not porn. Duh. This is about having a clean look for your brand. So, like, be sockless and shoeless in, like, half of your photos that show your feet. And then the other photos, it's like 25% we should see your feet in like the really coolest shoes. Okay. Comfortable shoes. It's like it's all about comfort, and then the other end of the spectrum, it's all about total style. Like if your shoes on the style category aren't like over, you know, I'm just gonna say $400, I would not show the shoes, and that's for the other 25%. So let's break this down. So you have like 100% of your shots, right? 50% of your shots are going to be barefoot. Make sure your feet are clean. 25% of your shots for selfies are going to have shoes. Casual shoes. And then I did this wrong. I so like totally messed up. Okay, so let's start over. Because this is really important for selfies. Okay, so you have like out of 100%, 50% of your shots are going to be barefoot with clean feet. To have that clean look, like I can go anywhere in the world and aren't I cool and it's safe. Like when your feet are clean, it looks safe and it doesn't make you look diseased like someone who's trying to live the millionaire laptop lifestyle, but you really can't because it's like you're barefoot. And that looks desperate, like you go from hostel to hostel. And no one who's rich does that, okay? It's all about Airbnb now, okay? And why would anyone want to stay in an Airbnb that's like dirty, where your feet get dirty for your selfies? That's so lame, man, you know? Okay, so we covered 50% of your shots need to be barefoot. And then 25% of your shots don't show your feet at all, like no matter what, okay? Because it's like a top-down view of your food or your desk where everything's arranged compositionally and spaced out, you know? You know what I mean, those top-down shots of objects. That's like all the hip thing right now, which is no longer going to be the hip thing, but that's why I'm telling you about it. And then the other 25%, you want to split that in half so that 12.5% is where you're wearing the comfortable shoes, like a top-end sneaker, okay, or CrossFit gym shoe for cross training. And then the other 25% is like something over $500, leather, bankers, high fashion, high style, high class shoe, real dress up kind of shoe, okay? And so that's like just footwear for selfies. Wow, I didn't think it'd take that long to explain it, but it always helps to like get it right so that you know what to wear in your selfies for that super cool look. And the other thing we need to talk about is your hands in your selfies. If you're not a carpenter who's a man working out in your wild cabin in the woods, wearing your jeans and your big belt with your cowboy boots and your flannel shirt and your hat, living in a cabin that you made, then you should not have dirty hands. Because it means you don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life if your hands are dirty. Okay, so have clean hands. Especially like when you're doing food prep. Some of you are like, here's the food I made that I'm eating now. Because you're doing like a diet thing on Instagram or food porn on Instagram or comfort food on Instagram or, you know, I'm out with my bros and my babes and my dudes and my gals and here's the burger on the menu that I'm thinking about eating. You know how some of you take menu shots? You go to places where like the menu is just like all pictures of the food and you leave it up to your social media followers to pick the food for you, and then you like pick the food and then you like you're halfway eating it and then you like, you know, you like say like a lot like this while you're doing the video story on Instagram, IGTV, right? And so you just live a life that your followers pick for you. That's so lame. And that's part of what this working title, you know, that's it. This working title pilot show is about is to let you know that you got to turn that around, because you want like a whole life turnaround. You don't just want to turn over in bed like an apple turnover. That's a pun. Yeah, you want a life turnaround. So this is unscripted. I don't have any show notes, so I do it on the fly. So I may want to write some of this stuff out, because I'm not too good at doing this on the fly, even though sometimes I am, but like right now I'm not. Because like our CEO, Steve Steinberg of the Big Juju Media Radio Network, he just wanted to like have these pilot episodes done, and he said like, okay, Jonathan, now you do one. And so I'm doing it right now. It's really cool. Okay, so what was I saying? Did I tell you what the show is called? Working title? Oh, I told you. So this is like my pilot episode. Working title. I'm talking about selfies for the laptop lifestyle so millennials can actually make money instead of just talking about how to make money. Because there's a difference, you know? I think that's what I can talk about now. Okay, so we covered the selfies and like your feet and your hands. And those top-down look photos of objects and things and shit. And here's like a really big deal that I want to make right now to all you millennials listening. As well as Gen X, who still hasn't figured it out yet. You gotta stop living from the outside in. Like having other people tell you what to do and then you do it. Or having your followers want you to be what they want you to be, rather than you being, you know, authentic is the word du jour right now. You know, you gotta be yourself. that's what it means to be authentic. And millennials, you gotta stop being offended at everything else that happens outside of you, because here, just take this in, okay? If it's happening outside of you, then it's not you, is it? Like, you know, when your next door neighbor takes a shit and then flushes it, are you the shit they just shit out? No, you're not. So when shit comes out of someone's mouth, metaphorically speaking, why do you get upset about it? You're not the shit that just came out of their mouth. You're not the shit that came out of their ass. You know? It's like, do you get upset over 7 billion people taking a shit? That's a lot of methane. I mean, you know, it's like, if we want to stop global warming, then people who can't afford kids should not be having kids. I saw that post by Oprah Winfrey on Instagram. She posted this morning about a movie she saw, and she didn't even know the people in the movie were not actors until a certain point in the movie. It's about poverty-stricken kids who sue their parents. And the reason why the poverty-stricken kids sue their parents is because their parents keep having babies they can't afford to take care of, and not just they can't afford to take care of them with money. They can't afford time, either. It's like, there's a lot of people like that. And not just in third world countries, but they're also like that in the United States. They have kids, you know, like the Mormons. And the Catholics, actually everybody, I guess, you know. A lot of people have kids they can't afford. And yet they have them. Isn't that dumb? So anyway, that was like a cool movie that Oprah saw. It's totally righteous. And that leads me to this next part of the laptop lifestyle. What are you doing that you really can't afford, but you've made it up in your mind that you think you can? And how come that doesn't offend you, millennials? It's like, what's that about? How come you're telling people how to be an entrepreneur when you're not an entrepreneur? I mean, do you even have your own company that's not a, you know, sole proprietorship, where you're taxed at the highest tax rate? Do you have a corporation? Do you have an LLC? You know, it's like, what are you doing? An entrepreneur is not necessarily someone who is basically an employee to their own company and has the job where you're making, you know, $4,000 a month, or even $8,000 a month, or $10,000 a month, if that's how much you pay yourself, and you think you're an entrepreneur. Dude, an entrepreneur is like someone who makes a lot of money that they can walk away from the job, and the job goes on without them, i.e. the company is a system of things that continue to run when you're not there. So, like, you can have a real laptop lifestyle without your laptop. Why do you give a shit about posting selfies where you travel all over the world? I mean, that's, like, not even conspicuous wealth. This is, like, my stream of consciousness pilot episode called Working Title. Because I don't know what to call it yet, so I'm just going to call it Working Title. Because it's all about work and having a real title. Instead of those fake bullshit titles from the corporatist America, you know, that doesn't care about you at all. It's that great big sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about a few years ago, you know? And this music chill, this is like so cool. It's just like, if I could have a soundtrack when I surf, it would not be this music. Because, like, who can surf this fast? Right on, man! So righteous! I could really use some chips and salsa right now, you know? How many of you like chips and salsa? Have you ever had authentic Mexican food at an authentic Mexican restaurant? Because they don't serve chips and salsa at an authentic Mexican restaurant. That's like an Americanized place, you know? Like a total hole-in-the-wall place in L.A. has the best food, you know? And you don't even need a laptop. You'll never see real millionaires taking selfies. You know? It's like, what's up with the new money taking their selfies, showing a lifestyle they really, you know, they don't even own it. They're just sort of being in it. Do you know what I mean by that? When I say you don't own it, you're just in it. It's like you're a consumer. So you go to like a really, oh, this song is tripping. That is so not chill. This music is like, I might have to have another soundtrack when I do this again. I don't know, it depends on whether or not you all like it out there. This is Working Title. It's my pilot episode. And I don't know what to call it, so I call it Working Title. I think it speaks to the audience who don't know what to do with their life. And so it's like a metaphor that we can totally like connect to, you know, and be relatable. Because I'm supposed to be relatable. Steve told me to be relatable. Steve Steinberg from the Big Juju Media Radio Network that this is broadcast on. So it's like, I'm trying to be relatable. Because, like, I'm already rich. I've got millions in the bank. And I have to do anything except sit my ass on the Santa Monica Beach with my dudes and my babes. And live the total LA sex enhancement lifestyle system. Total system that I developed. Because it's like I have a system that makes the money for me. You don't see me sitting around with a bunch of idiots taking selfies. Here's my dirty foot. Here's my piggy ass fingers on my dirty hands on these dumb objects that I'm about to eat. Look what I'm about to shove in my face. Oh, right on, man. Losers. Loser millennials. Oh my God. Don't be a loser millennial. Okay? It's just like, that's why I'm doing Working Title. Because you want to be a work in progress and in process and let the system do it for you. Because, like, when you totally have the wealth within, and I know this sounds kind of like woo-woo, but it's, like, totally really the thing. When the wealth is within instead of without, you don't need to take a selfie. Okay? And if you do take a selfie, you have a different reason why you take the selfie. It's not to say, look at me, like me, like me, like me, and my dirty feet. whatever. No, it's like marketing. And your marketing should speak in line with your brand. It's called being on brand. And like all these selfies that are about you, no one's buying your selfies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're not selling your selfies, and your selfies are not marketing, then what the fuck are you doing? What's that shit about? It's like, I can't just watch your life and have that be a benefit to me. It doesn't, especially if I don't even know you, you know? You know what I mean? I hope you're not on Facebook anymore. We all left Facebook here at the network because it was just like sick. Stupid, sick shit that Zuckerberg is doing with the money and all the hacks and selling of your private information. Too many hacks, man. It's like Facebook is so lame. It's so over. We're so not on it. We deleted it, man. And I don't mean deactivated. I mean deleted. Righteous. This is Working Title. The working title to my pilot episode called Working Title, and I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge. We talk about cool stuff. I talk about, you know, how you can be cool, you know, and don't care about what anyone else says. This is not the outside-in lifestyle. This is living from the inside out. Oh, that's a cool tagline, living from the inside out. That's so LA, you know. Have any of you ever been to LA? Because it's like so cool. It's like all the trends start in LA and kind of like the jet stream. Then they go across the country and when they hit New York thinks it's so cool. Like they discovered it, but they didn't. And then it kind of goes down the East Coast and sort of fucks around Florida for a while. Makes it way across those dumb red states. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. The lame, dumbest states in the whole world, actually. It's like, no wonder God keeps putting the hurricanes down there, man. He's trying to wipe them out, teach them a lesson. Then it makes its way across Texas and sort of goes flim-flam across the plains states and eventually makes its way through Scottsdale, where it's like the lamest of lame. They think it's like totally new there and it's not. Sedona is cool though. Okay. And Phoenix rocks. And Scottsdale's kind of lame because it's like old money just kind of sits there and rots. And they think they're all that. Well, they're not all that. Okay. And then it comes back and sort of drops off in the Salton Sea by Coachella. You know the Coachella Music Festival, man? It's so cool. How many of you been to Coachella? I probably saw you. We probably know each other. We all know each other because of Coachella. You were there. You were there at Coachella. It's just like you were that dude or that bitch who kept knocking on the port-a-lay portable toilet while I was in there taking a waz. You're knocking on the port-a-lay trying to be cool. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? At Coachella, the portable toilets. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So if you were there, you totally know. You like, know. And then Burning Man, you know? Oh, righteous Burning Man. So totally cool. And that's like something that'll never happen in LA. You know? Or New York. Because it's like way out there. Totally out there. Now, I kind of like this tune that's playing now. You know, this is like something you should work out at the gym with. It's like that other shit they play is so... I don't know what that's about. It's like the LA sound. I don't like it. You know? Yeah, I don't like this song right, though. This, like, whatever this sound is, I don't like that. Because it's like... It's like an elevator that won't shut up on the mezzanine level of ladies' underwear. You know, like where you get off and you think it's your floor in the mall or whatever, but it's not. And you're like, so like, whoa, what am I doing in ladies' girdles? I thought this was men's shoes, man. It's like, or the bathrooms in the basement, you know? You know what I mean. So yeah, a working title. Is my show over yet? Holy shit. Oh, it's not over yet. So I gotta fill this airtime. So what should we talk about, you know? Because I don't have a phone-in line. Oh, here's a cool song. I don't know what it is. So, don't take selfies that don't move your life forward. Taking a selfie is not the moving forward of your life. And you need to stop that out. So, like... I just realized here on Working Title, you want to dump your old title and go for a working title before you get your final title. Because, like, life is a journey of a working title. Is this too many metaphors? Is that unnecessary? Do millennials know what a metaphor is? Because they're offended by everything that they think is literal. Millennials, dudes, babes, look up the word metaphor. Stop taking everything so literally. I mean, like, literally don't take things literally. Right on, man. So non-offensive. So what's up with everything being about transgendered stuff? Should I talk about that? Okay, so you got a surgery because you had a certain emotional thing about yourself. Why is that a big deal? You know, people get surgeries every day. And it's not a big deal. You know, it's not like they're posting all this shit online about it. You know, oh my god. I'm just so like, what to do about my tonsillectomy, man? That's like a major surgery, dudes. Or a hysterectomy. You know, when a woman has her uterus removed. It is her uterus, isn't it? And not her stomach. Isn't that dumb how when people grow up, they don't correct their kids? When the kids say, mommy has a baby growing in her stomach, and it's like, it's not, you dumbass. It's in her uterus. But we let kids get away with believing shit that's not true, like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, religion. The media, all these narratives that's put out on the far right and the far left, and y'all believe that shit, and it's not true. That's the outside-in lifestyle. It's not what I'm talking about here on Working Title. talked about from the inside out. What are you paying attention to? Because someone wants you to pay attention to it and they're making money on it. Okay, millennials? So don't get caught up in your brand name lifestyle of your cars that you go into debt for and all your clothes and your cologne and your bling and shit. And your electronics and, oh, I bought this video game and I play it every day for hours and hours. Well, you know, speaking to the far right incel guys, and the word guys is in quotes, you want to know why you feel left behind? Because you spend too much time playing video games and raging online, leaving negative comments and being a troll and watching Fox News. And, you know, while you're doing all that behavior, by definition, there's other behaviors you're not doing, like learning how to be nice to the girls. And that's why girls don't want you or like you, because you haven't learned anything. You just dick around watching Sean Hannity jacking off to Laura Ingraham Hamahan, watching, you know, PewDiePie, whatever, watching someone who's watching someone who's watching someone playing video games. And that's so not the laptop lifestyle I'm talking about. Okay, that's outside in, it's not inside out. Just like, whatever. How could you make a cocktail and be cool making a cocktail, throwing the... I don't make cocktails, so I don't even know the lingo. But you know, like those cool bartenders that do all the tricks, throwing shit around. They throw the bottle around and the stuff that has lingo on it, cocktail lingo, describing objects that I don't know about. Did I tell you the name of this show? It's called Working Title. Because we're all a working title in our life, aren't we? Life is really like a big pilot episode, isn't it? It's like you get to a point and you realize, my 20s was like a pilot episode. And I don't really want to do that pilot. And then your 30s is like another kind of pilot episode. You know, this microphone smells funky. I don't know who is in the studio before me, but it's like, the microphone, the studio smells really funky. Johnny, this studio smells funky. Like, who was in here? Oh. Catherine was in here. Well, that's a lot. I don't think I really want to know what she was doing in here, because it smells funky, but... So I like use Axe soap, you know, and Axe deodorant and antiperspirant. You know what I'm talking about, dudes. Axe. Really cool sports shower gel Axe. How many of you have got, like, more than one kind? I only use one kind right now. Sometimes, like, the most I'll have is two. I don't know why I'm talking about this. It just popped in my mind. Oh, yeah, because the studio smells funky. Which is really weird, because, like, when we do the group show on Big Juju Media Radio Show, it's like, Catherine's, like, sitting right next to me, and she doesn't smell funky. She's like, you know, smells fine. It's like, actually, you can't smell her unless she's wearing perfume. And sometimes Pastor Pernet smells like that old musty Bible. Man. Pastor Man on another pastor adventure. He's not that bad, though. I mean, he's... Sometimes he's pretty, I wouldn't say cool, but it's just, he's just kind of there, you know, if you ever listen in. I'm all plugging the group show for cross-marketing platform shit. So listen to the Big Juju Media Radio Show, because I'm on it, okay? It's where I do the morning message. It's totally cool. But this is a pilot episode called Working Title for people who want to up their title and up their game in life. Stop living from the outside in and live from the inside out. Have a total better life. You listen to me because my life is awesome. And I see other people making stupid mistakes they don't need to make. And you're wasting your time and money, so I can save you time and money. Okay, that's what this show is all about. I will save you time and money so you can have a better life. Live a better life and be totally righteous. Move to LA. It's cooler, okay? Or at least New York. But get out of them red states, man. The taxes are lower, but so is their IQ, so what's the point? You have more money to spend, like, where? Right? I mean, it's like, duh, you're so bored. No wonder you feel like you need to listen to Working Title, because it's like all boring out there and shit. What do you buy in the red states anyway? A hayride? A hunting license? You're all angry, and yet, look around you. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's like, whatever. So my show is like so almost totally over. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge, and this has been Working Title, a pilot episode for something that I'm calling Working Title, because I don't know what to call it. So it's call it like what you would call that, you know, in the back room, Working Title. Ciao, dudes.
Well, this is Steve Steinberg of the Big Juju Media Radio Network. Thank you for listening to our two pilot episodes today on the Big Juju Media Radio Network. We had the first one. I wasn't listening, and I've got better things to do, like counting my money. And then we had the second one. Don't know what that was either, but I hope you enjoyed them. If you liked them a lot, I might let them do them again. I might not. Thanks for listening on the Big Juju Media Radio Network.